This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I was just looking at the news during the break, and there's a post on dailymail.co.uk. Orlando shooter's father is running for president of Afghanistan, has backed the Taliban, hosts a talk show in California, and visits the corridors of power in D.C., as in Washington District of Criminals. And it says that he's the father of the mass shooter, and he hosts a radio show. The show is aired on a YouTube channel. He's visited Congress, the State Department, and met political leaders during a trip to Washington, D.C. in April. He also attended a hearing on Afghanistan security while in the Capitol. Police are now searching his home, located close to where his son lived. I'm sure we're going to hear more about this in the upcoming days, weeks, and months. John Reagan?
Well, let's slide on down to the bigger picture. And I do have to apologize. I ran out of time this week. I probably needed at least three more hours to get everything ready, and they just weren't there. And the first link isn't a link yet, how noise makes news. And I guess to give a little background, back when I was in ROTC, you have to go to a field training camp. It's the officer equivalent of boot camp. And we go around to various areas so we can learn about the different career fields. And we went to the base intel office, and the intel officer there, of course, he couldn't show us anything because we didn't have clearance, but he talked about all this secret stuff that he had in his drawer there and how most of that was in the newspaper. The difference is what he had was confirmed information. You know, I don't have any insider contacts, high or low. About the best I get is an occasional email from one of our class that's a trucker that tells me what he sees from his vantage point. So when I'm looking at my intel, I'm having to judge it on a number of levels. And there's a lot of items that I just never even post in the resources. And I think a lot of you have probably seen All News Pipeline. I clip a bunch of articles from them. What I don't like about that site is that they will just focus in on an issue, magnify it, and sensationalize it, and ignore everything else that's going on. So I quite often take that and use it to look up references, but I very rarely put one of those articles on my resources post. Another website, Veterans Today, a lot of people that have intel backgrounds. And I don't put very much up from that site as well, because there's so much disinformation that goes on that site. Not to say that it's not useful, just you can spend more time trying to figure out you know, what has real meaning versus what's leading you the wrong way. Another site that drives me crazy is Superstation 95. And if I see a headline on there, you know, I'll look for other places to see if I can find corroboration, not just retelling the same story from Superstation 95. To me, they're another disinformation noise site. And there's a YouTube channel, William Mount. A guy says he was a colonel and other things. And to me, he's another disinformation site. There's some decent information on there, but with the other stuff that gets mixed in, I just basically subscribe to his YouTube channel just so I figure out where the information's coming from and why I might have to try and rein in people from going the wrong way. Well, there's been a story that has now made a number of the alternative news sites that to me is about as bad as they only had a few months ago, where they said all shipping has stopped. When, you know, if they'd spent another 5 or 10 minutes of reading, they would have found out that the map they were looking at is what you get from land-based parts of the system, and that if you pay to, and it's big bucks, to look at the satellite data which tracks the ships, that, you know, shipping is out there in the middle of the oceans like it is. It's not to say that, you know, transportation isn't down all across the board, whether it's, you know, the surface ships or rail or trucking. Yeah, we do have problems, but no, it didn't stop, and it just drives me crazy. They take these things, not knowing what they have, and then just blow it up, and then people get all worked up about that, and we start ignoring the important things like, you know, food, water, shelter. So the story that comes up is that there's this big problem with the SNAP electronic benefit card outages, you know, that thousands of people don't have it and the system's getting ready to collapse. And I don't know who started it, but it all goes back to looking at downdetector.com, which gives statuses. And, you know, even in a well-run organization, when you've got multi-million number of transactions, you're going to have a small percentage of problems. And I don't think anybody here is going to say that the government is a well-run organization. And you've got all these programs, whether it's the food stamps or whether it's Social Security or whether it's disability or, you know, just, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, tons and tons and tons of people. And even if everybody was trying their best, there's glitches, mistakes happen, and, you know, that's life. And I don't doubt, and I think the number they got was based on the comments, you know, 2,700 people are having problems. This has been going on for days, and the system's going to collapse, and we have riots, yada, yada. Well, if there really were widespread outages, the riots would have already started. You know, it's only going to take 2 or 3 days for that to start, not 2 or 3 weeks. And let's say that the 2,700 number is accurate. You've got about 45 million people on food stamps. That works out to about 0.02%. And let's just say only 10% of people bothered posting on Down Detector. That means 0.2%, which means 99.8% of people don't have a problem. And if the government's doing that good, maybe we need to stop and applaud. So, like I say, it drives me crazy to see just normal noise get promoted to the level of outlandish news. And, yeah, it's true that sooner or later the government's not going to be able to afford to put money out in benefits. We've already seen the problems with some pension plans. And as that happens, we're going to see more and more social unrest. But Not today. Benson?
Kind of reminds me of back in the 90s, early 90s, when I was asked to speak in front of a school board office. And they said, you know, we're getting some reports of computer problems. And I said, yeah. And they said, what do you do about it? And I said, well, let's say we're in the taxi business. And we had 1,000 taxi cabs. And these 1,000 taxi cabs were being used every day. That was the size of our fleet, 1,000 cabs. Because we had about 1,000 computers. I said, do you think any of them would have a flat tire? Like, you know, today, tomorrow? How many of them do you think would have an engine failure? How many of you of them do you think would just break down and be on the side of the road? And they looked at me and they said, wow, never thought about it like that. And I said, well, we have about 1,000 computers and we have about 100 applications on each one. They're very complex. We've got miles and miles and miles and miles of network cable. We've got each one of these is plugged into an outlet. There's a lot of places for failure. That's if you take the operator out of the equation. Put the operator in the equation, now you've got a lot more. He had another 1,000 operators to those computers. Now you've got a lot of potential for problems. And they said, wow, never thought about it like that. So you're absolutely right, John.
And then there's just, you know, what is probably an accidental mistake. Can you spot the errors of next one? And I'm not getting zero heads to respond to me, so I'm looking at it from my clipped version. It's on death and taxes. The greed of government can never be overstated. And it talks about the sources of income from the federal government. Personal income taxes, 47.4%. Corporate income taxes, 34.1%. Social insurance taxes, 9.9%. And tariffs and gas taxes slash fees, 8.5%. And I'm going, that's not right. And I'm wondering how many people notice what's wrong. And the thing is, corporate income tax is the 9.9%. Social insurance taxes is 34.1%.
Yeah, and Social Security, there's two sides of it. One side is paid by the employer, and the other side is paid by the employee. So whatever they're reporting Social Security tax to be, it's twice as much. We'll be right back. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, there's a scandal that I'd like to take a few seconds and report. I'll post this on the internet, mercurynews.com. Oakland police, that's Oakland, California, police scandal spreads. Woman claims sex with dozens of officers. So this woman claims that she's had sex in a telephone interview on Saturday. This woman says, a Richmond, California resident said she slept with three of the 24 officers, all from the Oakland Police Department, before she turned 18. Before she turned 18. And it goes on to say there was a captain, Oakland Police Department, in his 80s, paid $250 to have sex with her. So here we have cops having sex with a juvenile. And these are the people that you might want to call to help you? Are you kidding? I wonder what the CSPOA has to say about this. Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I wonder what they have to say about this kind of thing. I'd like to know what they're doing about it. We're finding more and more corruption in police departments, sheriff's offices, all over the country. John Reagan?
Third item under bigger picture, is that more neurons than today's college student, followed by, or a lead in to Generation Snowflake. From the BBC, snails use two brain cells to make decisions. It got me to thinking, does that beat out today's college students? Because we see so many of them having problems. And to me, the bigger issue here is what's been termed Generation Snowflake. We've got a significant percent of our youth that just can't handle life. They need their safe spaces. They can't think rationally. If anything goes against their worldview, they fall apart. It's quite disturbing. And I started thinking about how did we get in this situation, and you start putting some of these pieces together. And I guess it's really not surprising, because as our society devolved, and you had the mothers go to work, the kids had to be put in daycare, so they got less attention. And as this progressed, mom spent less and less time with their newborns before going back to work. And like Dr. Sheely talks about, you have oxytocin, which if you don't have that early on, I'm not sure if your brain ever really recovers from that deprivation. And it's gotten worse. My daughter, she did spend the first 8 months with us, and then her mother and I were both Air Force, so she was in the base daycare. But at the time, they still had to have interpersonal interaction, because, it was before the days, you had videotape rentals popping up then, but, they just sent them down in front of a monitor and play movies or video games. So you get 20 years after that, you get to these centers, they don't get very much personal attention. They get on these video games, which also cause mental issues, and they don't know how to interact with each other, which, by the time they get to college, they can be sitting next to each other or across the table texting each other. It's kind of insane, but, that's where we are. And I don't think there is any way of really fixing these problems. And when the world suddenly turns and all this technology and the supply chain's not available to them, I think we're looking at a very, very serious situation for a large number of our young people. Vincent.
I was talking with one of our students, and this student knows people who work in a government office, a very, very large government office. When the cell phones don't work, they melt down. When the car doesn't work, they melt down. When their air conditioning system at home doesn't work, they melt down. When their washing machine doesn't work, they melt down. And these are young people. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you decide to go to the Arcade Prepper shows, Prepper event in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, I'll be there. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. That's the 25th and the 26th. And a whole bunch of really great seminars. Body armor, reloading, food storage. Craig Douglas is doing food storage. Natural healing. I'm going to talk about lies, Matt Stein's going to talk about disasters. Rick Miller's going to be talking about the first four worlds of defense. Then Mike Knox is going to be talking about gardening skills for preppers. Joe Fisher is going to be talking about the urban survival. Let's see, we've got Storm and Norman is going to be there. Self-defense and many more. It looks like about 10 of us at USA Prepares are going to be at the event. And that's the 25th and 26th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Arcade Prepper Shows. John Reagan?
Well, wish I could be there. So I'm going to move to the...
Well, we'll do another one.
I'm going to move to the preparedness section when I hit that before we run out of time. And while you're working on getting that up, I'm going to talk about... the first link from Spy Tech that I've entitled "The Latest Spy Load," and the government launched a new spy satellite, and they used the Delta IV Heavy, which is like the most powerful rocket we have now, which means that's got to be a really heavy spy satellite they're sending up there. So that got my attention. And, you know, the government sends up spy satellites fairly often, so it's that by itself really wasn't that big of a deal. And I didn't read the article that closely, and I ended up seeing another article that talked about the mission patch for this launch. And if you look at the mission patch, it has a black knight, you know, knight in black armor. And those of you that have, listened to USA Prepares and John Moore, you've probably heard about the Black Knight satellite, which is a satellite that was found in orbit before the United States and Russia had the capability to launch satellites. So it's there's a belief that, they're, thumbing their nose at us and... using these symbols, and they know what's going on, and the ignorant Americans that are happy with their bread and circuses just keeps on going their own way. So preparedness. I first found this on a local news site, Aquadam. The link I give there is from Daily Mail, and it's how they use this new plastic dam filled with water to protect their house during floods. And that is interesting, and it did work well. The downside is it's expensive, about $8,300 for what you see in the picture there. And I also read that it's made out of plastic and fabric, which means that, sometime in the future, 10, 20 years, whatever it is, that's going to end up dry rotting and become worthless plastic. So it's expensive and not something that's good for long term, but hey, if you have an emergency and get it in there, it could protect, six-figure house. So, for your consideration.
Or if you're going to buy a house, make sure you don't need one. Live high on the hill.
Yeah, you might like that scenic view of the water, but you don't want it in your house.
Right. And all plumbers know this. Water runs downhill. They all know that.
Hey, given this administration,
John,
anything could happen.
Yeah. I was at a friend's house in Utah, Salt Lake City area, and he was showing me, his preparedness wares, if you will, and I asked him, what about the municipal water supply? And he had plenty of water and water filtration and all that, and I said, what about the sewage backing up into your bathtub? into your sinks and in your toilet, in your basement bathroom. Uh-oh, didn't think about that. And it happens. So as society melts down, sewage is going to run downhill and people are not going to stop flushing their toilets. And if the water sewage treatment plant shuts down, you may have it back up into your basement, starting with the home that's the lowest on the hill. Starts there, and it works its way up the hill. Please continue.
I've got an article on laundry, and this got me to thinking, you know, we have our own routines for laundry, and we probably don't even think about how they developed. And when I was young, you know, once I used a towel, I just, you know, that was it, went into the laundry to be washed. And then when I got to Germany, I spent the first 2 or 3 months in a hotel, and you don't have maid service on the weekends, and you don't have spare towels. So I had to use a towel 2 or 3 times and found out, gee, you know, for the most part, it's a clean body. I mean, there is dead skin and bacteria that gets on the towel. But, you know, 2 or 3 times, hey, you don't have to launder them after each use. And the same thing is true for other clothes. And they've got a list here, how often should I wash things? For the most part, if it's things like, you know, underwear or T-shirts, pretty much after every wear. Bras, you can get 3 to 4 wears out of, you know, or other shirts and pants, you know, typically you can get 3, 4, 5. It depends what they are. If it's outer garments, some of them are a matter of weeks. Some of them are, once a season or 2 or 3 times a season. So, I know not all of you have internet, but it's a nice list to look at because, yeah, again, when you have to do laundry without this modern technology, you don't want to be washing things any more often than you need to. But on the other hand, you don't want to wait too long because then that will start increasing your risk of typhus, and that gives you other problems. Vince?
Yeah, I've got some comments on this. When we wash our blue jeans, we put them inside out and put them in the washing machine. And the color blue stays on longer because the agitator isn't rubbing against the clothes on the outside. It's rubbing against the clothes on the inside. So if you want your blue jeans to stay blue longer, that's what you can do. And when I buy blue jeans, for me, they're the dark blue. I don't buy the pre-ripped, pre-shredded, and pre-faded blue jeans. I like them to be new when I buy them rather than look like I got them from a homeless guy. Next thing is we wash in cold water. And even if you use powdered detergent, what you can do is fill up the washer on the small load size, put in your dishwashing powder, I'm sorry, your laundry detergent powder, and then swish it around for maybe half a minute, and then add your clothes, and then set it to, you know, maximum load or whatever the water level should be. Third thing, when you use an electric or a gas dryer and you have to clean that lint filter, you clean the lint filter because it, you know, clogs up. Well, that lint used to be your clothes. So we don't use a dryer. And we don't have to clean the lint. And our clothes last a lot longer because we are not turning our clothes into dryer lint. And the way we do it is we have an outdoor clothesline. And it works great. It used to work great, and it still does. And in those days when it's raining, we have a dowel, maybe 1 inch, or I'm sorry, maybe a little longer, wider than that, hung between the doors in our house. And we use those plastic hangers that you get with clothes. Instead of throwing them out when you get them, you use them, and they'll last years and years and years. And we hang our clothes right out of the washing machine. As soon as they're done, we take them out, hang them on plastic hangers, and they either go outside or inside. And it works great. We've lived here for 10 years, and we have not used a clothes dryer. Now, we have one. We actually have a couple of them, but we don't use them because we don't need to. So that those are the tricks if you'd like your clothes to last longer. And how much can you save? $1 a day. $1 a day in not using that electric clothes dryer. Back to you.
And 200 years ago, that's when we had the year without a summer. And, you know, you can't blame this on the climate change on cars because there weren't any back then in 1816. You know, we didn't have any airplanes, so we didn't have any chemtrails. So what happened is Mount Tambora in Indonesia in April of 1815, and this is not a super volcano, it was just a very large volcano, and this is located 8 degrees south of the equator. So by the next summer, it affected the United States and other places that's north of the equator. They said it was about a 3-degree change, but it did result in freezing temperatures in July, killer frost in August. That's not good things when you're having to grow crops. Vincent?
Yeah, as you say that, I was thinking about, we've got some trees on the farm that might be that old or older. And if that's the case, when the trees die and we cut them up for firewood, I'm going to look for that. I'm going to look for evidence of that. Just what you talked about 200 years ago, 1816. And we should see evidence of that in the rings of the trees. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, I want to let you know that according to TalkStream Live, we were as high as number 20 today in their ratings. That's pretty good.
Well,
so thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, and see if we can round out the preparedness category today. When your horse plays possum, and this is from a North Texas station here. We've got a horse lying on the back. Okay. Got a horse lying on the back, 4 feet in the air, and the owner's trying to get him to get up. And I think the horse is laughing at her. And, you know, I use that for, because I think it's hilarious. You might find it humorous. But we need to think about what are we going to do once that supply chain's no longer here, because our technology is not going to really last very long without proper upkeep. And the way they did it before was with horses. And I remember, you know, once we moved to the Ozarks, there was a place that we go to occasionally, a store where Amish also shopped at, and in the parking lot occasionally there would be a horse and buggy tied up. And there's so many skill sets that we don't have. You know, there's the raising horses, the riding horses, making the wagons and wagon wheels, repairing wagon wheels, taking care of the horses' hooves, the diseases horses get, the nutrition that horses need. It opens up a whole lot more of skills and experience that we really could use for the time when our technology leaves us. Vincent?
You know, as you're saying that, a term came to mind. The class is called sealing current. S-E-A-L-I-N-G. Sealing current. And sealing current is used in the telecommunications industry. It's typically 1 to 20 milliamperes of current in copper wire that's used in order to prevent oxidation of contacts and splices. So a lot of the connections that are used in our telecommunications industry, like the internet that comes to your house, uses copper wire, and invariably it's been cut and spliced together. Well, current is applied to that to keep those connections from oxidizing. If you don't apply the current, there's a great chance of oxidation and the contact's not working, and the splice is failing. Splices are when you put wires together. So, if the infrastructure fails, electricity fails, and then we get it turned on later, we may not have all those connections in place because of the oxidation of the contacts, because of the lack of sealing current. I just wanted to share that with you, John.
And the next to last article in today's Post, only 10 countries not at war. And I found that a little astounding, but you know, I do contend that we are at World War III, that started with the Arab Spring, and that with the financial collapse, that this this does end up into conflicts worldwide. And if it does go that route, that's when we get the scenario of grid down. If we get on the other side where it's totally controlled, then it's the New World Order, you know, global currency, total surveillance system. But to me, it looks like we get that happy so-called path of war and grid down.
Do you have that list of countries not at war in front of you? If you don't, I do. So who are they? Botswana, Chile, Costa Rica, Japan, Mauritius, Panama, Qatar, Switzerland, Uruguay, and Vietnam. Other than that, the rest of us are at war. We don't play very nice in our sandboxes, do we? Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.